And what I'd love to do, just in the, oh, let's say several minutes or so that we have left, is I would love to honor you and honor the total human that you are, not just the human that is about surviving and finding safety and security, and not just the human that's about learning the valuable, wonderful lessons of power and love and thought, and not just the human that is here to heal and move beyond anything that is a limitation, and not just the human that is here to take total charge of his or her person or personality or life, but the human also in, through, and around, as well as over and above all of those, the human that has an even bigger, vaster resource, the human that through soulful connectedness can reach out into the depths and heights and breadth of the universe and find the ultimate power of life, that power that we call higher power, the human you and me and us that can through that soulful portal, if you will, can connect intimately and quantumly to the ultimate source of all life and of everything, and feel that source living within and even as ourself. And finally, the human, you and me and us, that through that same spacious portal of soul can open up to all life, live all life, become all life, just hang out in, be identified with, open up to, and be a living manifestation on earth of every facet of life that could ever be anywhere. These closing words are truly an invitation to that awesome way of being, the full, powerful, empowered, dynamic, rich, peaceful, centered, grounded, total, spacious human being. And one of the great aspects of this age that we have chosen to live in is that that's now possible like it perhaps has either never or rarely been possible for many, many, many of us. I think in almost every age, that kind of living was possible for maybe a particular person or a chosen few. But one of the giftednesses of this time of human evolution and human history is that we've come here, all of us, gathered together this evening, committed to the truth that it's here for every one of us. And as one of you shared in your comments, what is true for one is getting shared with everyone, whether that's that person's gifts or talents, whether it's a particular style of blessing that happens easily and naturally in that person, it just begins to splash over into the arena of the person sitting next to him. So one of the beautiful aspects of this hour that we are still in is that every one of us, however many scores of us there happen to be here this evening, every one of us is sharing the blessing of self, sharing the power of the infinite, sharing the light of the world of spirit, sharing the unlimited possibilities that live in, through, and around us, sharing all of that with all the rest of us. So as we begin to think about ending this hour, we do so with the deepest, deepest knowing that we have just been blessed by so many others who, like us, are open to part of the mystical wonder of life. and who have, because of that mystical nature, the very power to reach through that portal of soul out into the limitless possibilities that live anywhere and everywhere, possibilities to create anything, to manifest anything, to be anything, and to reach out and give each of us that creation. Whether we at a conscious level know what that is or not makes no difference. It's just that we intend that together we celebrate all that is. And we intend that all that is, as it lives in us and through us and around us, is powerfully, powerfully present in a gift-giving way, in a blessing way, in an empowering way, in a love-filled way, in a love-creating way to every one of us here. And then my wish personally is that once we all hang up the phone, that that gift will, number one, ground in each of us, root in each of us, take root and find a huge foundation so that it's there forever, or at least until it magnifies into something even grander. And then that it move out and it touch those around us. It touch, for example, that special person that we live with, or it touch that intimate friend who's having a difficult time, or it touch that overbearing boss that we might have to show up to tomorrow, or that it touch the circumstance, the one circumstance in life that we have a hard time with and are judgmental about and just seem to resist and fight, and that it touch nature, and that all the trees and all the flowers and all the grass and all the plants in nature feel that blessing, and that it touch every animal and every reptile and every bit of ocean and sea and water life, that it touch everything else in the world that we know, the three-dimensional world, including the very atmosphere that includes the air we breathe, that it touch the very solar system we live in and move out into every planet and all the life force and life forms that live in those planets, though perhaps totally invisible to us, and then move out through the Milky Way and just fill every element of that Milky Way, and from there to the entire universe, and whether through black holes, which are like chakras to the universe, or whether just in a quantum way that we don't even have words for, that it move out beyond this universe to the multiple universes, and then out into the multiple dimensions, until it fill anything and everything that ever is and ever could be in all the realm of possibilities, just because we have shown up to being the mystical celebrator of life. Life has no choice but, from this moment on, to move from us into everything that's just been identified and so much more. I love you. I thank you for an exquisite evening together. And I would love, at the end of this, to turn this time back over to Donna so she can give us her special love and her special blessing.
Thanks, Bill. And I want to say these Tuesday evenings are so very special to us. There's such a sacred space that has been created that we all drop into. And tonight especially, as we dropped into that beautiful, safe, and sacred space, the invitation to play in our mystical self and to honor this invitation to live in our most expansive way. It's the most beautiful time of the year as we move now into December, which is the gift-giving time of the year. And I love the way, Bill, you took us at the end and allowed us to touch every aspect of creation. I want to say a wonderful, wonderful blessing to all of you.